Welcome to Hype episode 36. We got Selena, Josh, Kyle, and me, Andy, this week. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Andy.
Kyle will be quiet as he eats his apple. I have a banana, yeah, but I'm just going to wait until Selena goes on a 10-minute rant about Red Band Society.
No.
So, you know, there was a lot of interesting news over the past 2 weeks, but frankly, most of it happened yesterday, Wednesday, October 15th. It was just one of those days where it starts rocking and rolling, and before you know it, like, it's end of the day, and you look back at the news, and you're like, holy crap, was there a lot of news today? So about half the show is just news about yesterday, which is kind of good, because it's all fresh.
New and relevant.
Yeah, we're on top of things for once.
Yeah.
We're not going to release an episode, and then all these things. It would suck if we recorded, and then all these things happened. I would have just been upset.
Like it usually does.
Exactly. Today, though, Lorde is releasing the Mockingjay music video, so we can pretend we saw that. It's great. Okay, now we're all caught up with today's news. So before we get started, I just want to remind all of our live viewers, if you are watching, you can ask us a question at any given moment using the Q&A feature. We record this. If you're listening to the recording, we record it live every Thursday, every other Thursday, on Google Hangout, and there's always a link on Hypeable the night before. So, getting started now. It was really, really Warner Brothers who kicked off yesterday's onslaught of news. They made all these announcements at Time Warner Investor Day, which is a thing for their investors, so it's financial, it's not really interesting to the general public. But for whatever reason, they decided to make all these huge announcements in front of investors, and then all the media were kind of caught with their pants down. I was watching the live stream because there was rumors that they were going to announce something Fantastic Beasts, so I was sort of ready. But we'll start with DC. They decided to announce what year all of their superhero movies are going to be released. The big news was that Wonder Woman is going to be coming out in 2017. The same year as Justice League Part 1 will be coming out. Not to be confused.
It's insane. It makes me so depressed how our lives are planned out by these movies.
So Justice League Part 1. They also already announced the Justice League sequel, Part 2. That is going to be out in 2019. By the way, both of those Justice League movies are going to be directed by Zack Snyder, who is also directing Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. So, but then we have in 2016, Suicide Squad. We've got The Flash starring Ezra Miller in 2018, Aquaman in 2018, Shazam in 2019. That's starring The Rock. Cyborg starring Ray Fisher in 2020, and Green Lantern, a reboot, in 2020 as well.
Whew. Is it just me, or are they putting all of their eggs in one basket? Like, they're like, oh, it's all gonna, like, work. Here we go.
That's what I was telling Andrew yesterday. It's like a $5 billion investment, and it's like, I hope it makes some money.
Well, I think one way they're going to make sure it makes money is to introduce all these characters. First of all, a lot of them are going to be showing up in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice in March 2016.
Yep, at least for some sort of cameo.
And then they'll have other appearances in Justice League Part 1 and Justice League Part 2. So, but as somebody pointed out on Twitter, this kills any sort of exciting announcements they could make in future Comic-Cons. Marvel loves
to say... there's casting news. There's all kinds of side characters they can add, you know?
Sure, but like the leads for all these films, except for Green Lantern, were announced at an investor conference.
That is weird. Like the next 5 years at Comic-Con, they're going to be like, nope, we don't have anything for you.
Yeah. They're going to... This year, it was so lame. Ben Affleck and Henry Cavill... And Gal Gadot, I think she was there as well. They walk out on stage at San Diego Comic-Con in the biggest theater there. They don't say a word. They just stand there. This is just like what's been happening with DC. They don't know how to like make big events out of these announcements and surprises. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. Everything they do just surprises me every time.
But one, so like I mentioned, Wonder Woman is big news because it's the first major modern superhero.
Well, there was some argument over this, I guess, that there's been a lot of smaller superhero women, and I just felt like, I wrote another article, but which included Wonder Woman, and I was like, she's pretty much the first big superhero that we're having where a female actress is playing them. So, technically that's wrong, I guess, but I feel like she's the first one that's going to get a big release,
And it's probably going to be really popular as well.
Yeah.
People are getting into really, this debate that happened in the hypeable comments. People are getting into debates over the specifics of it. This Wonder Woman movie is the first major modern female superhero movie. Period. Yeah,
since we've seen like Iron Man come up and all these other things come up, that's pretty much what we're not looking back.
We're talking about this era where we're entering this era where it's Marvel versus DC in terms
of,
or there's going to be box office comparisons out the butt. It's just
Pretty much started in like 2006 or 2007. So that's pretty much when we've started this.
Also significant because Marvel continues to receive more and more backlash for not scheduling a female led superhero movie. So
exactly,
it was smart
and
for
like
DC to put
Sony. We're trying to get Spider-Girl off the ground to be first. They even said they wanted to be first. So obviously, the studios think that no one's done this correctly yet.
Yeah, smart of DC to put Wonder Woman towards the front of this schedule. They
could
save Wonder Woman for like 2020. That would have sucked.
We're gonna see if all these guy movies work first, and then we'll release Wonder Woman.
Right.
No, it was good. I'm glad they did it. I'm honestly more excited about Wonder Woman than probably half of these movies.
Yeah, and especially because it's coming out sooner rather than later. That was a bit of a surprise. So, as if that wasn't enough, Warner Brothers, like I said, also announced that Fantastic Beasts is going to be a trilogy.
We
knew this, but this is the first time that
trilogy.
I thought we already knew this. This is so weird.
We did. But I think
Andrew nailed it.
This is when they were like, at least a trilogy is what it's going to be. Because then they're like, we want a lot of these movies.
Seven movies.
Yeah.
This is the first time they're actually making a statement about it. They're also confirming that David Yates is going to be directing. Now, there's still some weird gray area here. I'm not sure if he's confirmed to direct all three right now or just one. I read a report. There's different reports. If you look at the LA Times, they say all three. The press release doesn't really say one way or the other. I reached out to Warner Brothers. I haven't heard back yet, but I'm hoping he's not already committed to all three because that would be a major bummer to me. Do the first one, fine. I get that. But let somebody else do number two and number three.
Yeah, number four. I agree. Just to shake it up a little bit.
What do you guys think the chances...
So you don't want him to do all three?
No, because that's a bit of a buzzkill.
Curious if he wants to do all three, because I feel like he did all the last, four Harry Potter films?
That's why I'm thinking he can't
You would think he'd be like, I don't want to do this stuff anymore.
Unless he does Fantastic Beasts number one, and he's like, okay, I really enjoyed this
experience. But that's what I think he'll do, because they have a lot of the same production team, and, David Heyman, and it's like, I feel like he's going to drop back into the way he felt before and
he's gonna
have fun with it.
He's going to be like, oh, damn, I just spend the next few years here.
All this money.
Yeah,
like,
I got butterbeer at the studio tour at any given moment.
I guess, what's really exciting about this for him as a director is that, unlike Harry Potter, he's not taking existing characters and adapting them because they really don't exist. Like, the Fantastic Beast world really only exists in these movies, have to assume, unless the books come out before. But, it's definitely, he's going to have a lot of more freedom, I think. So that maybe he's going to be really attached to these characters because he feels like he's helped create them.
Yeah.
That would be the only reason I could see him stay on.
Yeah. I guess one downside is that this is another visual effects heavy film, and this is the reason Alfonso Cuarón didn't want to do it, because he just got out of doing Gravity, which was all visual effects.
Yeah.
So to commit to something like this, which is visual effects heavy, I mean, this picture I used is David Yates and Dan Radcliffe standing in front of a green screen. It's another 3 years standing in front of a green screen directing people. It could be frustrating for a director.
Also, Alfonso Cuarón's werewolf sucked, so I'm glad.
It really did.
So,
so horrible.
They are going to be released 2016, 2018, and 2020. What do you guys think the chances are of this actually going beyond three movies?
Big.
Big chance.
Somewhat possible.
Gigantic, yeah.
Yeah, because on one hand, Warner Brothers, and the purpose of this, all these announcements yesterday, was to prove that they have a long-term plan that's going to succeed. And if they don't have any other major franchises popping up, they may be less interested in making this go further. But really, I have to think it's going to be down to J.K. Rowling, and I think it's going to be down to her planting seeds for future films in the first movie or the second movie. Because I like to start this as a trilogy, and then like in the third movie, you just start seeing things that could possibly expand out to a fourth or fifth movie. You know what I mean? Like it just it doesn't seem like if it's a planned trilogy, it should end that way. Like I'm afraid they're going to split the third script into two parts.
Yeah,
like something cheesy like that. So that's what's going on there. So as if that wasn't enough, we won't talk about this one as much. The Warner Brothers also confirmed that the Lego movie is getting three spinoffs. These we already knew about. Ninjago, that's coming out in 2016. The Batman Lego movie, that's new. That's coming out in 2017. And then the Lego movie 2 is coming out in 2018. Pretty cool that Batman's going to get his own spinoff Lego movie. Right?
While Batman's being made. It's
yeah.
Just weird.
Warner Brothers is Batman crazy right now.
Yeah.
Just insane. It's just insane that these movies keep drawing people in. Like this.
I'm just waiting. I was just telling Andrew, I don't know how many of these new superhero movies will do really well. I hope they do well.
There's been a superhero wave before and it ended.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be something else eventually.
What else could there be?
Something new.
Mermaids?
Anything new.
Space zombies or something? I don't know.
Yeah. Like a history wave.
I think superheroes are relatable because they're like us. They're just like us. I mean, in most cases.
Oh, yeah.
You get these origin stories. You know, they have a rough life growing up. They start an entertainment website. It doesn't work out. So, like, oh, I'm going to be...
They wear the underwear on the outside of their pants.
Yeah.
I can relate to them. Yeah. And then on the Marvel side of things, we thought this was going to be the big story of the week, but now it's kind of like, I mean, it's still big news. Marvel announced, oh, no, they didn't. Variety reported that Robert Downey Jr. is set to join Captain America 3, which is huge news because this is ushering in a new era for Marvel where there's going to be these major crossovers.
Like, how right is this like report? Like
it's
how
pretty right.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
Yep, it's good.
Oh.
So the details are extremely detailed. I mean, it's like something I've never seen before. So
what does this mean
I would
for
be surprised
Marvel...
if it wasn't exactly true.
What does this mean for the Marvel Universe exactly? What does this usher in? What am I trying to say? It's bringing
I think you said the right thing is that they're realizing now that they can put a couple of these characters in each movie and make it double money. I mean, they can basically bring in two separate audiences without making it an Avengers film, and they can bring in double the money. And obviously, it's fun for the audiences because we love Iron Man and we love Captain America. Now, a lot of people were bummed that Captain America won't have his own solo film, but I don't know. It could be better. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. usually makes things somewhat better.
See, I was hoping Captain America 3 would be about Cap finding Bucky.
You know, but like it still could be, you know, just...
Iron Man's going to take the whole... Like, he's going to take the limelight away from...
Well, you'd be surprised. Captain America actually had the most screen time in the Avengers. So they think a lot of him. And I think that... I don't think that Iron Man will just take over the movie unless we let him.
And it's going to be setting off this new Civil War era for Marvel, right?
Which is a big popular comic storyline, and it's just about, you know, big government making the superheroes sign up and reveal their names and force them to work for the police forces and stuff like that, and that pisses off a lot of them, and it kind of obviously it causes a civil war between them,
including Captain. So it pisses off Captain America, but not Iron Man.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I don't know how true this is because it's kind of doesn't really make sense because obviously the government knows who Iron Man is and they know who Captain America is. And Iron Man's been working for the government. He hasn't been, you know, he didn't want to join the government, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. I don't know if the story is 100% correct.
Okay.
But it could be. I just think that Iron Man would be on the other side of this. You know, he would be. I think it says he's actually for the act. I want to say Patriot Act. That's not it. He's for the Registration Act. Yeah, the Superhero Registration Act.
This is kind of Marvel's response to Batman v Superman, isn't it? Because it comes out the same.
I guess you know. Apparently, what happened was Robert Downey Jr. was supposed to have a very short cameo in Captain America 3. Smart, keeps the brand in the movie, mm-hmm. you know, brings more people to the theater. And Robert said, you know, hey, I'd love to have a bigger part in this. The exec that was working on the film said, you know, no way, we don't want you, like Tariq said, stealing the limelight from Captain America. And the exec from, Warner, from Marvel said, you know, write him out, write Robert Downey Jr. out of the script. Mm-hmm. And so Kevin Feige, Marvel's studio president, came in and was like, you know, this isn't happening. You know, if Robert wants to be in this film and you guys can get it to work, you know, we'll write him in. So his part ended up going from a cameo to about, I think it's about 40 days of filming. So that's a huge shoot day or huge shoot.
I love how all this behind the scenes info came out as well about the debate.
It's very bizarre. Like I've never seen this much information available.
Yeah.
And that's why I believe it, because I just don't think you can make up all this stuff.
Yeah, it's Variety. They're not gonna
make it. I mean, I trust Variety. I'm just saying sometimes stories do have weird things in them. But that's pretty interesting that an executive was trying to write out Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Obviously he has more pull than that executive does.
Yeah. And this is Robert Downey's new era where he has said he's done with Iron Man standalone films,
exactly.
But he'll
Thank
be appearing
God.
Elsewhere. By the way, this news did not thrill everybody. I know a couple of Hypables writers, including Danielle, very upset by this news. I they're big Marvel fans. I'm less a Marvel fan than them, so I don't totally know what their issues are.
Well, I think that they want to see Bucky and Captain America.
Yeah, I asked.
Well, go ahead. If you know what they were saying, go ahead.
They're really angry that Bucky isn't going to be as big of a part of Captain America 3, and that Robert Downey Jr. is going to join in. It's not a solo film.
Okay.
And they don't think it's the right time for the Civil War.
It does feel a little early. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were hoping the Civil War would happen later rather than sooner.
Mm. All right. Well, that's what's happening in the superhero universe.
One good thing to take out of this, there's no Iron Man 4.
For now. No, I think he's done. It definitely seems that
way. He seems that way, yeah.
So,
after saying he was and he wasn't all week while he was promoting
the judge.
He was
just messing with people So, Jurassic Park news. I'm really excited for this movie, Jurassic World. They're going to be going back to the islands, and they released a teaser poster. Now, it's just the logo. It's nothing big, except for that tagline at the bottom. It says, "The park is open." That's it. I think it's fantastic. It gets people excited. And I think this means a teaser trailer is coming soon. I hope. There's been rumors that it may be with Interstellar.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that would make
June
sense.
June 12th. Yeah.
So it's going to be set on Isle Nublar. I don't know how you pronounce the name of the Jurassic Park island.
Nublar.
But they're going back, and I am pumped. Stars Chris Pratt. Opens
the second, third film were so bad. I'm hoping that this one just isn't.
Well, so that's why it was smart for them to call this Jurassic World instead of Jurassic Park, because they are. They're kind of like rebooting it,
yeah.
Even though it's the same
story. No, it's got like Chris Pratt in it and Jessica Chastain. But it's the other one that has red hair.
I know who you're talking about too. Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas
redhead. Yeah, it's going to be good. I just want to hear Chris Pratt go, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." And I want to see John Williams come back too. All right, so getting back to the Time Warner Investor Day, some other big news, and this brings up a bigger topic. HBO is finally going to be launching a standalone service of essentially HBO Go in 2015. So this means finally you will not need a cable subscription to watch HBO online. Or I guess, I wonder if it's through TV. I actually didn't even think about that. But this is big news because for the longest time, you needed to pay like $100 for your cable subscription plus HBO. And for the longest time, especially now that HBO Go exists, people have been saying, all right, it's time to be like Netflix, just offer a standalone subscription. And finally, next year, they're going to do that. There's no information on the price yet. HBO right now costs about $9 to $15 a month, depending on your deal with your cable company. But it's the first step in cable cutting. I mean, this is a big deal for a lot of people. They love HBO. They love the movies that are on there. They love the original programming, the documentaries. You know, they just keep adding more and more great stuff. Obviously, Game of Thrones right now is like the most popular show in the universe. So it's a big deal. And then just today, CBS announced that they are launching a streaming service called CBS All Access. This thing is going to be $5.99 a month, and you will have access to a good number of current shows and their full seasons, plus back catalogs of previous seasons, CBS Classics, and also live streams of 14 of the affiliate networks. So if you're in Philadelphia, you can watch your local CBS station through this subscription for $5.99 a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's so weird that in the past 2 days, these are two major ones. If NBC and ABC get on board with this, and Fox, and they will, it's just a matter of time. I mean, this is going to be your Apple TV or your Roku, or you're going to be loading up the channels through your Apple TV and paying the monthly cost.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't get too expensive. Like, I hope it doesn't turn into the same thing that, you know, like, if you already have cable, but I don't buy HBO because it just doesn't feel like it's worth it for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, will it be cost-effective if you don't want to have the channel itself? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm wondering. So if you pick out, like, I would not buy CBS. I just don't watch anything on CBS. But I would get AMC for Walking Dead, Breaking Bad when it used to be on.
This is like if ABC. You don't have cable at all.
Yeah, but then the future is going to be like this a la carte service where.
Oh yeah, no, I totally know what it's going to look like in the end. I'm just curious how this will work while we have cable still.
Oh yeah, well it's going to be a little bit of a messy transition, I think. But you just gotta.
Yeah.
But once these once NBC and ABC are available and Fox, I think that's going to be a very tempting reason for people to drop their cable immediately. And
well, it's like we have like four separate bills. It just feels like it's going to be clunky at first.
Yeah. Well, because hopefully,
I'm paying for HBO here. I'm paying for AMC here.
Well, you know, HBO or Apple's rumored to be working on a TV, and I hope that they would run everything through like one monthly payment. Somebody's got to figure this all out, and it probably could be Apple. Anyway, very interesting because the cable companies are not having a good week between HBO and CBS announcing these things. Not good.
Yeah,
for them.
Well, I think that they're just tired of pirating, and you know they think that this will help a little bit. I don't know that it will help, but it could.
Well, and it's just
I think a lot of people are forced to like from HBO. A lot of people are just forced to pirate because like they really want to watch the show. And if they had a standalone service, then they'd be like, okay, I'm down. Like, a lot of people feel bad about pirating, but it's, like, the only affordable way to watch it for them. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This still needs to be affordable because that's the whole point, is that people can't afford HBO now. So they need an alternative.
They can't afford HBO now because they also have to pay for cable. So
exactly.
Without cable.
Oh, so you're saying you would cut the cord completely.
Yeah.
Like no cable.
Except for internet, obviously. You're always gonna need your cable company for internet.
Didn't Andrew like flipped out for a second?
Don't take away my internet. Good news for Selena and other Friends fans in the world. Well, see, you live overseas, so I mean, but I guess you could still be excited by this.
I'm
They're
super
still
excited.
still come out there.
Friends is coming to Netflix on January 1st. I thought this was kind of interesting that they debut this on New Year's Day when everybody's hungover from their New Year's Eve festivities.
To do, yeah.
Yes.
Need to recover.
But that's really cool, actually, because, I mean, we do have Friends, but we only have the first three seasons, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and it's nice to just have it all together because, you know, no one has DVD drives anymore. No one carries the DVDs around with them. And Friends is like the number one comfort show, you know, at least for me and I think for a lot of other people.
Good.
And it's just nice to have these sort of at hand wherever you are, just like, oh, I'm going to pop on an episode of Friends.
Yeah. It's, I love how people freak out every time a classic show comes to Netflix. Like, yeah. What were some other, the Gilmore Girls
Gilmore
that launched
Girls,
this month.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
They look so young in this photo.
I know.
Friends.
I was
the
rushing Friends, to post this. I was like, okay, what's going to fit in our featured image space?
Yeah.
This works, even though it's old.
Yeah. I'm surprised it even looks this nice.
Yeah, they took it on like a Kodak.
It must have been like a gigantic camera.
Friends, by the way, kind of fun facts. 10 seasons, 236 episodes, and 83 hours. So,
oh, wow.
Start watching January 1st and be done by like January 5th if you want to marry.
So you've missed a lot, Selena.
Yeah.
As if the day wasn't busy enough yesterday, we also, by the way, I think all those stories that we just talked about, except for Captain America, were yesterday on Jurassic World. The first Mockingjay clip debuted, and it's pretty interesting, actually. Some people are calling it a trailer, but Lionsgate is billing this as a preview. And it's Katniss walking into District 12 for the first time, seeing it in shambles. It's just a wreck.
Kind of looks better than it did before.
You think so?
Burn.
And you hear the voiceover. Parts of it were already in the trailer of Plutarch and Coin saying we need to send her in District 12.
I thought that was too cool.
So this is personal for her. Yeah, it's actually a really nice piece. Plus it has Lord's yellow flicker beat in the background.
Yeah. But I just perked up whenever Phil Seymour Hoffman started talking. I was like, oh.
Yeah, hits you in the heart.
Yep. It seemed like you were having a seizure for a second, and I was like, what is going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, Lord was, too, when she did that.
When he saw the preview.
It was pretty good. I guess they released this now because, like I said, Lord's Mockingjay music video is supposedly coming out today, and I bet it'll use similar clips, I think. And that clip was a minute long. It's hard to tell if that's an actual scene from the movie or that's like a montage. Like, because there's so many shots in it. You know?
Yeah, it's probably cut. It looks cut.
But I also feel like this is going to be a lot of part one. Walking around, surveying damage.
Yeah. What has happened?
Yeah. And... oh, no. Is part one over yet so we can get to the action in part two? We have actually a couple questions here I thought we should read. This is from Kathleen. She has an unrelated TV question. Kyle and Selena, are you guys still watching Revenge? I started watching it on your recommendation, so I'm wondering what you think of it now.
I'm not.
Yes, I am.
No, I stopped because I thought it got stupid.
Oh. It did get stupid.
Did it get better again?
As soon as a dead character came back, that was the entire premise for the entire TV show.
Yes.
I got really bad. But I'm still watching it just to see how they manage, and it's... eh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your show's stupid. That's what they both said.
And...
No, it was really good. Shows just go around in circles sometimes. And I feel like
Revenge should have ended like a season ago.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
And Michael says, greetings from Poland. How much are you excited about Wonder Woman, Selena? What do you think about incorporating?
This is excited. I'm pretty excited. Yeah. But I would rather have had the TV show that got canceled. So I'm a little bit like,
Well, now there's going to be
movies.
Supergirl, so that's okay.
That's true.
From CBS.
If that makes it. You know, it's just movies, you're not going to get... You're going to get a lot of epic shots and special effects and fight scenes and the girl being all like, yeah, badass. But I would rather have the character development, so I hope they get some of that in there. It's my answer.
Okay. Other big news from yesterday, Neil Patrick Harris is going to host the 2015 Oscars.
Yay! This is exciting.
Yes, that's great choice.
He made the announcement in a very Neil Patrick Harris type video. He bit of a show off, but that's okay. I'm just
This is my bucket list. It's all done.
Right. He has his bucket list. It's like sleep in the castle at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Get married.
Move to New York.
Publish a book. Move to New York. Have millions and millions of dollars. No, not that one. And then at the bottom is host the Oscars, and he checks it off. So.
But the funny thing is that, you know, that he's been talking about this for years, and he's actually been really against it for a long time. But I guess they just offered him enough money, because by being against it, he's built up hype for himself. So it's actually really smart.
Why would he be against it, though?
Judo switch thing.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, you know, he has his out. He can just be like, well, I didn't want to do it, but they made me, so.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to work out.
Did he do the Globes last year?
He did the Emmys.
Emmys.
Don't know if he did the Globes.
No, I don't think he did the Globes. But
he
was
really good. I mean, he's the only person at this point who can do these things well.
It's a tough job, man.
Like, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler did a really good job, too.
Yeah, they did really good.
They did. But it's tough. Like, each year, I'm like, God, this is hard. You know, it's not nearly as easy as I would have thought.
Every year, every single year, though, we all get excited about them hosting, and then they only appear for like a total of 15 minutes during the 3 hours. And like an hour into every show, we're like, why is there not more Neil Patrick Harris? Why is there not more Tina Fey and Amy Poehler? It happens every time.
Yeah, like last year at the Oscars, like Ellen was really good, but her skits lasted like 20 seconds each, you know?
How is he going to top the Oscar selfie? That's just...
I don't think
we'll ever beat that again. That broke Twitter. A little more film news before we move on to some television topics. The Maze Runner series won't split the final book into two films. So says the director, Wes Ball. But I have some bad news for him. It's not up to him. It's up to the studio. And if these continue to make money, then they're going to split it. Sorry.
They're going to split it.
Yep.
And The Maze Runner has done very well, box office-wise, this first one.
Surprisingly well, yeah.
Yeah. And they start filming the next one very soon in New Mexico. So I this story was very well received. It was very popular on Hypeable. Everybody was very excited by this. But it's just, you know, he said, I think 3 is the number. Beginning, middle, end. That's it. 4? I think there's something off about 4. For me, if I have any say in it, there's 3 movies, basically. That's what he said. But, you know, Fox is going to call him and James Dashner be like, look, what's the name of this third one? The Death Cure. Part 1 and Part 2. Make it happen.
And people trying to make movies, you know, like young adult. I don't want to call this a young adult novel because it's, you know, well, it is what it is.
It is.
They spent only $34 million to make The Maze Runner, and it made $225 million. This is how you make a young adult film. You make it with a smaller budget, and you hope that it does really well. And they're going to be able to make, you know, 2 sequels now. So just take notice, everybody that's been spending $100 million on a unfinished, you know, an unproven book novel or book adaptation and just failing, you know, because I think it hurts studios. You know, I think it prevents them from making other movies.
That's pretty crazy. I didn't know it was only $34 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's not counting its advertising budget, but $34 million base budget is really good for a film that looks like as great as this one looked.
Yeah. Divergent, I just looked, was $85 million.
Yeah. So I just feel like they don't know what they're doing half the time with these films, but obviously they did with this.
Isn't it a lot of the budget, isn't it actor wages? Like when they have Jennifer Lawrence in the movie, doesn't she need a lot of money?
Well, sometimes. If you have a bigger person like that, there's no one huge in this one except for the Teen Wolf guy.
No,
like,
exactly. So maybe that's
but he didn't get paid, you know, he probably got paid $200,000 for this.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're able to use a lot more of the budget on big sets or CGI. So that does help.
And maybe the key here is the producer, Wick Godfrey, who also produced The Fault in Our Stars. That only cost $12 million, and you know that made bazillions of dollars.
Yep. And it didn't have a huge budget either. But yeah. It wasn't visual effects laden like
the
Maze Runner was.
But he also produced Twilight. That was his first real hit. All the Twilight movies. So yeah. I think he's...
Which had a micro budget on the original one and made, what, 300, yeah. 400 million?
So he knows YA and he knows how to do it on the cheap and have a big turnaround. So good for
exactly.
him.
Exactly. That's how you get these made.
He's a nice guy, too. Yep. I saw him at a sushi bar once. Walking Dead, I just wanted to mention, the ratings have been huge. I said earlier Game of Thrones is the biggest show. It might be. But Walking Dead on a basic cable is the largest show. 17.3 million viewers for the season 5 premiere, which is another record for The Walking Dead. It's just crazy.
That's huge. I'm writing about shows that have like 2 million viewers. But...
You want to start writing for Walking Dead? We can each take like 3 million of the viewers and write to them.
I've already started helping.
But I mean, this is why there's a companion series coming, and the premiere was actually really, really good.
They did a fantastic
job. So
good. It moves so fast. I just was like, it's over.
Which is not common for The Walking Dead. It usually moves pretty slow. And it'll probably get back to that speed.
Yeah.
This was the premiere, so it had to be exciting. Yeah. This is some movie and TV news. This was a big story too before the rest of the week broke. The Mortal Instruments movie series is no longer a movie series. It is going to be adapted for television. The studio behind the film, Constantin, is working on a television series. They've picked up Ed Dekker, who's responsible for shows like Unforgettable, Helix, and In Plain Sight for The Mortal Instruments. It is going to be, obviously they're not in production yet or anything, and a TV station hasn't picked them up yet, but this is the future they see for this series. It surprised a lot of fans. I think this is the first time we've seen a major YA series be adapted for television, certainly recently.
I really like this story.
Do you?
Like, I think it's really great because we've seen YA books be adapted before. The CW does it a lot, sometimes not successfully, like The Selection, sometimes more successfully, like The 100. But this is, I mean, this is the way to go, because who's going to say no? This already has a built-in fan base, and if they get some, I mean, they're probably not going to use the same actors, so if they get some great up-and-comers, I can't see. And the story lends itself to serialized storytelling. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I think
especially
a lot of
the prequels.
A lot of these, like, YA books series, like, with all these, like, different, like, with, like, 8 books or 6 books or whatever, lend themselves really good to, like, series instead of movies.
Especially if they give the show the freedom, you know, that from the books, so they change. Like, The 100, they completely change the story. It's totally, it's not, the premise is the same, and that's about it. So if they do something like that...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like,
change it completely, but if they, like they start... Oh, I don't know, actually.
You know, because people would get really upset if, like, their book series got so... Especially with the book series as big as The Mortal Instruments, like, it's something that, like, people are going to be watching because of the connection to the books, not because, like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do with it. Like, so, like, it's a hit.
Yeah,
and
I see what you
know?
Mean.
Yeah.
I can only see this if it's going to be a hit. I think CW is the only path for it. I mean, that's where the audience is. Anyway, this is not going to be on CBS or NBC or ABC.
Unless they do, like, try to go the cable route and make it, like, really gritty.
Yeah.
They could try to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it seems to me that cable shows seem to stick to books way better than network shows.
Like The Walking Dead, for example. That's our game. You know?
Exactly.
Like, Game of Thrones is a great example. They take liberties, but they stick to the books, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Game of Thrones is a perfect example of how to do a TV show right by a book.
The big question has been if the cast, like Selena mentioned, is going to be the cast from the movie is going to be on the TV series, and it definitely seems like not. Cassandra Clare has been, the author, has been fielding questions on Twitter, and she said she has absolutely no idea. But let's be real, they're not going to, I don't think that would make sense.
Yeah. Lily Collins and Jamie Campbell Bauer.
Right. But she doesn't seem too thrilled about this based on what I was reading on Twitter. Like, it's totally out of her hands, this TV series, because she signed everything over to Constantine. So, she just has no control over this, and I don't know what she thinks about all that. I don't even know if she's going to make money off of this. I assume so.
I hope so. I'm, like, concerned for her.
You better.
Cassandra, yeah. Let us know. Are you making money off this? Mm. In other TV news from movies, Guardians of the Galaxy is getting an animated television series on Disney XD.
Mm. Of course it is.
Production has already begun. It's going to premiere next year. It was announced at New York Comic Con. Didn't announce any details about the show, but all your favorite characters are going to be back for the TV series. Different voice actors, I'm sure. And there was some test footage released in New York Comic Con, which is online now. It looks fine. I mean, I like Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. I never watch cartoons anymore, though, so I don't know if I'm going to watch this.
Plus, I don't know, is the Star Wars cartoon doing really well on that network?
Star Wars Rebels?
I think so. Actually, Clone Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, Clone Wars.
Yeah. I know it has before. I don't know now.
Yeah, I think they do good. They do, yeah, I think so.
It's something that I guess this generation
is. Yeah, we're like, cartoons.
We're like,
Well, I know there's a Star Wars series. Isn't it called Star Wars Rebels?
Rebels. Yeah, that's Rebels. Someone I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's really popular. Yeah. Okay. I think they had 1 million viewers on their most recent episode. I saw a press release. So, yeah, they're doing well. And I think because it's loyal to the Star Wars story and, like, contributing to it in some way.
I wouldn't be surprised if this does really well. I think if they grab the right audience, yeah. Because Guardians was so popular.
Plus, the sequel is coming out. The sequel's coming out.
Just too much.
Too much? Too much what?
Well, I mean, this is. I feel like this is just for a totally different audience. You know what I mean? It's not like it's not for fans of the film. It's just for like.
But that's why they're doing it, because they know Guardians of the Galaxy is a popular franchise.
Yeah. No. I think it's a great idea. I just think that we won't be the viewers. Yeah, it's going to be kids.
And Selena, this is too much what?
No, too much, I don't know. I just, I feel like I'm saying this every show. I get so easily fed up with something when they just, you know, churn around the same thing. And you know, I'm sick of Groot. Like, I don't,
what?
It's too much. Like, it's everyone's like, I am Groot. And I'm like, it was cute, but now it's not.
Nobody's doing it anymore.
Yeah.
No, maybe but for they Halloween. Were for like so long.
Well, a friend of mine, like, dressed as, like, we went to a Halloween party, and he just painted his face green, and literally all he would say the entire party was, I am Groot.
That's
like,
not
make your friend.
I'd punch him in the face.
Wow.
Damn it.
Well, Selena, you are clearly not Groot.
And not I'm, Groot no, I'm not.
Jumping back to Maze Runner for a second, Al sent in a question. Kyle, were you ever able to go back and watch the Maze Runner a second time? If you did your opinion change at all?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm scared too. I'm just scared I'm not going to like it even more.
Well, maybe wait for it to be on DVD or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it because I had just read the book. And
oh,
it was
yeah,
so
that's what
different.
It was. Yeah.
That's all I would focus on were the differences. And so I do need to watch it again, but I don't know if I want to spend money on it.
And Michael sent in another question. Have we seen Gone Girl? I think it can make some serious impact at Oscar season. Totally in love with Rosamund Pike. She was flawless. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's gonna get nominated for sure.
It was a great movie.
I hope it does. I actually liked the woman who played the detective. I thought that she was great. I'm trying to find her name online. Kim Dickens is her name, and she was Detective Rhonda Boney.
Yeah,
it looks like. But I thought she did a really great job. I don't know if this will get nominated for any Oscars. It could. It was great. Like you said, Rosamund Pike, she did a great job. And Ben Affleck did a good job. He kind of got looked over because everybody else was so good in this film. But he did a pretty good job in this film as well. And the lady who played his sister was really good.
Yeah. Ben Affleck is kind of Oscar bait. Like, he got nominated last year for Argo, right? Or was it the year before?
His screenplay. It was a 2012 movie. Mm. So. But yeah, he did good in that. Okay, so one plug here. I mean, there's tons of stuff we could plug on Hypeable all the time. But the end of the final Percy Jackson book was released last week. And we put together great... I don't know who did this. The byline just says Hypeable staff, but... I think Kristen organized it. I don't know.
It's like Kristen and Karen.
Okay.
Could be Karen, yeah.
Our two resident Percy Jackson fans.
Yeah.
They did a Why We Love Rick Riordan. Sorry, Thank You, Rick Riordan. Why We Love Percy Jackson from A to Z. The official Percy Jackson Facebook page picked this up, which was really nice of them. And so, you know, it's 26 reasons. So F is for Frank. Whoever Frank is. G is for Grover. That's one of the characters. I know him. So yeah, this is it's a really good article. The graphics are beautiful. So check that out if you're feeling nostalgic as you read the book. And we also have a review of that final book up on Hypeable. And I know Kristen did a review of the first Percy Jackson book in commemoration of the final one coming out. We like to do these re-reviews every once in a while. So that is all on Hypeable. By the way, a new feature that we're soft testing on Hypeable, since we're talking about features today, you can now, you know how kids these days, they all love their social media dashboards where they just scroll and scroll and scroll, get all their stuff like in the news feed or their Tumblr dashboard. Well, now on Hypeable, if you're on a story and you keep scrolling down, you will get more stories. It just keeps loading. And they're in
it
order.
Blows my mind.
Amazing.
They're in order of release date, and you'll also get some other fun stories in between each story. And it's just so cool because it's just secretly loading them before you even get down to the next story. And so Richard just launched this. It's kind of soft testing right now, but it's working well. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it too.
It's just going to be a great way for people, you know, instead of going back to the homepage and clicking on it, you just scroll, blah, 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 blah. So check that out when you have a chance. And I think that's all we have for today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As usual, we record every other Thursday. So our next episode will be October 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern, Halloween Eve. So wear your best Halloween costumes for next time. Don't tell them. And wear your best hats.
I'm Groot.
So he's just going to say I am Groot all next episode. And as always, you can go to the episode page, the page announcing this episode, to leave comments about what we discussed today. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. I'm Andrew Sims.
I'm Josh Neely.
I'm Tarek Kyle.
I'm Selena Wilkin.
We'll see you next time for episode 37. Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.